This past summer, single mother Angela Arnold moved halfway across the United States from North Carolina to Dallas, Texas with her 9-year-old son Jordan. A veteran mortgage lender who'd been laid off, she expected to quickly find a new job here where the economy is better. So she rented a room by the week in an extended stay motel. That was more than 6 months ago. When she enrolled Jordan in her neighborhood school, Arlington Park Learning Center's counselor told her she was considered homeless.
And I'm looking like, homeless? What do you mean homeless? I'm not homeless. And like I said, I've never been put in a situation such as this. He said, well, it's a homeless program that you're in because you don't have a home, you don't have an address, you don't have a residency. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Arnold is still looking for work while managing with her unemployment check. She's one of more than 100 Arlington Park parents considered homeless. The small school with 246 mostly black and Hispanic students sits near the busy I-35 highway, the county hospital, a women's shelter, and several extended stay hotels where the rooms have small kitchens.
We have a lot of children coming from the hotels and motels out on 35.
Mark Pierce runs the school district's homeless education program, including the one at Arlington Park.
So we have a lot of kids there. Every single day we get new kids from the hotels and motels.
There are at least 5,000 homeless students in Dallas schools. Pierce says families become homeless for a variety of reasons.
A family that's living with another family because they've been evicted, because they're fleeing from domestic violence, because they weren't able to afford their housing anymore and just gave it up and moved in with somebody. They're homeless.
The school district gives their children breakfast, lunch, and weekend snacks, and provides transportation to and from the hotels, motels, and shelters. It helps parents, too, offering free city bus passes. Angela Arnold is grateful for the help she receives.
If it wasn't for the program that they have here, with the clothes that they, the uniforms that they provide, the book bags, because all of our things are in storage.
Arnold's fourth-grade son, Jordan, says he loves his new school, but not the hotel.
I wish we're going to have a house to go in. I like Texas better because they have more schools, state-of-the-art schools. It's kind of good here because it's so just good to me. It's all good to me in every way. And all the teachers here just want to see you have a good day. That's why they're so hard on you.
They're hard on students, says Arlington Park's principal, Nakia Smith, because they want them to excel, adding that homelessness is no excuse for low expectations.
The expectations for learning are still there, and the expectations that we will get them as close to the level of proficiency for testing as any of our students that have been here all year is still a very real thing that we have to deal with.
But homeless students have more than academic issues to deal with, as first grade teacher Jacqueline Smith explains.
Here, most of our parents are just trying to survive, just trying to make it. Say, just bring school, the simple thing is bring school supplies. When they don't know where the next meal is going to come from for some of them, where they're going to live, where they're going to go, are they going to have to go to another shelter? The thing for me when I came here was to adapt into where I realized I had to go out sometime and buy the comb, buy the brush, buy the lotion, have it in my drawer. If they come and their hair wasn't combed, I had to comb their hair. I had to have wipes. Okay, go in the bathroom and wash your face. So in a way, I became mom.
Smith says she'll stay at Arlington Park until she retires because she says these students are like her kids. Her principal says the personalized attention is paying off. The schools rank among Texas schools based on student performance on math and reading tests keeps improving. Nakia Smith says it's not the child's fault a parent is out of work on drugs or in jail, but their home situation shouldn't affect what happens at school. At Arlington Park, she says, you will learn, and she insists everyone will defy the odds so kids can shine. For VOA News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas, Texas.